Welcome to the Short Commute Podcast. Pastor Drew and Zach here. Another CRC position statement.
Yes.
This one, Christian education.
Oh, wonderful.
One paragraph.
Okay.
Not two this time. So we'll just take it and go.
Let's take it go.
The CRC, as a covenantal community, is committed to Christian schools as the social agent that can make Christian education effective in the totality of life. The church instructs its youth in the fundamentals of the Christian faith by teaching from the creeds and confessions as part of its church education programs. Though the CRC does not own and operate Christian day schools, it affirms that Christian school education is a communal as well as parental responsibility. Churches and groups of churches are therefore encouraged to provide congregational support so that the church's children can be educated in a way that acknowledges the lordship of Jesus Christ in all subject areas. After adopting a report on Christian day school education in 2005, Synod recommended that church members be involved in establishing and maintaining Christian schools that teach the biblical reformed vision of Christ's lordship over all creation.
All right. Well said.
Very nice. We have been nitpicky with a lot of them, more than like having an issue with a position, right?
Yeah.
So far, we've generally agreed with every position we've had, but we found small things to pick at.
I agree with this one, too. This I think one, it's extremely this, chappy.
This one, no different. It's a position that we agree with, but if we're being nitpicky, it's a little flowery for what they're trying to say.
You think so? How do you mean?
The first couple of lines that sort of dance around it, and then they finally say, we want kids in Christian schools because it's good to learn in an environment that preaches the gospel.
Right.
It finally gets to it.
Sure.
But it's flowery the first half.
Yeah. And it, you know, again, it doesn't get into much explanation.
Yeah.
I feel like the first two statements it makes is kind of trying to differentiate or distinguish what the Christian school is supposed to do and what the church is supposed to do. So the second line, the church instructs the youth in the fundamentals of the Christian faith using creed and confessions. The Christian school is the social agent that can make Christian education effective in the totality of life. The totality of life meaning those spheres of life that are not addressed in the creeds and confessions or in preaching of the church. I guess I'm not quite sure what that means.
So in other words, the church articulates the worldview.
Yeah.
And the school takes the students and says, okay, now look through this worldview at science. Look through this worldview at literature. Look through this worldview at math.
And so the church defines the worldview and the school applies it to every aspect of life, yeah. Maybe? Okay.
That's how I understood it.
Okay. Well, that clarifies things a little bit.
And I think that's why the last line, in 2005, Synod recommended that church members be involved in establishing and maintaining Christian schools, is because the church should inform the school.
Sure. And I totally agree with that. It's interesting to me, and I wonder what this stems from. Maybe I know. It makes it very clear that the Christian Reformed Church does not operate and own Christian day schools.
Mm-hmm.
That leaves a pretty broad application in terms of, you know, what kind of Christian school. It kind of tells us, you know, we as a denomination support Christian schools, although we don't micromanage them.
Sure.
So I'm just thinking of a CRC in a community that doesn't have that has a Lutheran school or a Catholic school. Does this encourage us to support the Catholic school or the Lutheran school that's in our community? Is that what it's trying to say? That we don't have denominationally endorsed schools? We don't believe in that, as opposed to maybe the Lutheran or Catholic model, which is actually a church runs a school.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I wonder why that distinction was made.
I don't know.
Now, you went to Christian school all the way through.
Yep.
And a number of different denominations represented. when you were there, or not so much?
Yeah.
So you have Reformed, Christian Reformed, E-Free, probably a sprinkling of other...
Southside Alliance.
Okay.
A lot of different Alliance churches, OPC.
Do you feel that that was... do you feel that that was a good mix of kids and teachers? Do you feel like there was a very Reformed emphasis?
All three of the schools, Christian schools that I attended, Christian grade school, Christian high school, Christian college,
mm-hmm.
had a heavy Reformed church influence.
Okay.
Reformed doctrine. And they taught from that perspective.
Right.
Okay. Now, the mix of denominations represented among students and staff made for conversation, right? So while the school taught Calvinism,
okay,
we discussed Arminianism, and we held the two up against each other and made a decision, right?
Sure.
So while the school's curriculum taught Reform theology, we had discussions that ranged all across the board.
Okay. And that was an enriching experience for I would guess.
I think so, yeah.
And maybe,
I find it incredibly valuable even today.
Yeah. So I would say that that's a good position that the Christian Reformed Church took, that it wants to support and maintain a Christian school without having direct oversight. You know, obviously it has influence.
Yeah.
The Christian Reformed Church has influence on the schools that they support, but it's not a direct, you know, influence on curriculum, right, on makeup, that sort of thing.
I think that's enriching, and that's, yeah, and that's fine. That's great.
Yeah, good. Now, as a church, it says that, what's the wording here? That we need to provide congregational support so that the church's children can be educated in a way that acknowledges the lordship of Jesus Christ in all subject matters. And then it goes on to say, Synod recommended that church members be involved in establishing and maintaining Christian schools.
I think that's a no-brainer.
Well, I'm just here. Here's how are we to support Christian schools as individuals, and how are we to support Christian schools as a church, as an entity?
You think of it like any other parachurch ministry.
Mm-hmm.
There are tons of awesome parachurch ministries in our county.
Right.
Many of them have approached our church and said, "Will you support us in some way?"
Mm-hmm.
By praying for us, by handing out our materials so people know about the services we provide, by promoting our events, by maybe taking an offering or giving mm-hmm. us a yearly amount of money to help us continue to function, or by providing us some volunteers or staffing or on the board at some of these places we have people. If we think of Christian School as another one of these parachurch ministries, and one that a pretty big percentage of our congregation engages with every single day.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no parachurch ministry that serves our congregation as much as the local Christian school.
Hmm.
So we have decided, well, we're going to pray for you. We're going to take an offering for you. And sort of like we use a benevolent fund, so if someone has needs and comes to church, we have a fund set aside that we can help meet some people's needs. We have done the same thing to help people afford Christian education.
Right.
To say, hey, I want to use this parachurch ministry, the local Christian school, to help my child be learning about the gospel and how it applies to their life. Can the church help us use that ministry? Yes, we have some funds set aside to help you use that ministry.
Okay.
And as a percentage of how many people it serves, it's an easy support from us because it serves such a large percentage of people so frequently.
Yeah, many in our congregation would consider the Christian schools that we support, a primary mission of our church.
Yeah.
A primary mission. Yeah.
And when you consider how much time people are spending learning about God mm-hmm. there, again, no-brainer.
Sure, sure. So do you feel that as a church we're doing enough on behalf of the Christian schools? Do you think we're doing too much? Do you think we're doing not enough? I'm just curious about your perspective on that.
If anything, too much.
You would say too much?
Only because we care about our Christian schools a lot, as I've articulated that we should.
Sure.
But it's not our only ministry. So I don't want it to become sort of the extension of our church. It's an extension of our church.
Okay.
I don't think it's come there yet, but or that it would.
Yeah.
But if there's a misstep, it's over participating rather than under.
Okay.
It's
I would argue with that a little bit, just in terms of, I think as a church, we've got it right. Sure. I think that there are probably individuals here that are in danger of, you know, looking at the school as primary over the church.
Yeah.
Which is what you're saying the danger is.
Yeah.
You know, the church becomes a life support system for the school, which we don't want.
No.
But I think that the structures we have in place, Christian Ed Fund, offerings, encouraging our children to go there, just the culture that we have here, I think we've, as churches go, we do a lot more than most other churches.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that it's a balance that we're comfortable with.
And I'm comfortable with it too.
Yeah.
But if I'm asked to say, are we not doing enough or are we doing too much? We do so much that it's easier for me to get to,
we could
be doing too much than it is to say, oh, we're not doing enough.
Okay.
Because I certainly don't think we're not doing enough.
Right. Either way, from my understanding, the Christian schools are doing quite well.
Yep.
Thriving pretty well, at least at this point in history.
Our local Christian schools,
have bounced back from some leaner years, and there's a bright future. And so we're going to continue to support. We're going to continue to pray. We're going to continue to be involved and do so responsibly, because it is a great blessing to our area.
As an opportunity to give, to make incredible impact, if you consider the amount of hours students are spending at school every day, every year, and over a lifetime, having Christian teachers with Christian curriculum teaching the gospel to students in a cohesive way is so valuable.
Yeah, wonderful.
Well, thanks for listening. We'll be back next week with another position statement.